When zero touch may not be enough, the AI authorization gap. The MCP Zero Touch OAuth announcement prompted a sharper question about the adequacy of the enterprise identity management approach to AI governance. The existing OAuth model grants access at the application level. A given application can read a calendar or write to a drive. What autonomous AI agents may require is something categorically different. Not just application-level access grants, but action-level authorization, where an agent needs approval before making write operations above a certain threshold, regardless of what application-level permissions were granted. The threat model for a human logging into a defined system is understood. The threat model for an AI agent with persistent tool access, capable of taking autonomous actions at machine speed across every system it is authorized to reach, is not. The concern is that extending existing identity governance frameworks to AI authorization imports a security model designed for human users interacting with defined systems into a context where the aggregate behavior of properly authenticated agents may be impossible to predict from reviewing individual permission grants. The specific failure mode to watch for, if this assumption proves wrong, would be incidents in the coming 12 to 18 months, where an AI agent causes significant damage within its authorized scope. Every individual permission correctly granted, but the aggregate behavior unintended and unpredicted by anyone who reviewed the authorization. The zero-touch OAuth feature represents genuine progress on a real problem. The concern is that it may be solving version 1 of a problem, while version 2 is already forming. The honest assessment is that the industry is moving faster on capability than on the governance frameworks capable of containing it.